Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you on Columbo Chronicles. And we're here every Wednesday. And you can always tune in live from 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check the time in your state or country if you listen online at blogtalkradio.com/ColumboChronicles.com, or you can go to YouTube and type in the search box Columbo Chronicles, C-O-L-O-M-B-O, Columbo Chronicles, and it'll take you to my channel. You can subscribe, you can scroll down, and you can listen to your favorite author or expert and your favorite topic. It could be Constitution, it could be politics, it could be divorce, it could be romance, it could be anything to do with coaching, with improving your life and communication and health. So it's always something that affects our lives, always, and affects people around the world, especially communication, because without communication, people cannot get along. And just to let you know, I have a few new books out, and a couple of them are 5-star reviews, and a couple of them have won International Irwin Awards, which is a highly prestigious award. And let's start with Obamasaurus. Obamasaurus is a political satire. And it is the legend of how the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation was depopulated and suffered extinction in a Orwellian-style adventure short story with a message for humanity at the end. And then there is America Under Martial Law, which I will be reading from some excerpts tonight. Because I think that's very, very important to understand how we got into the lawlessness and the unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful violations of sworn oaths and constitutional federal and state law, and how they are getting away with it without all of them being removed from office. And, of course, the target is President Donald J. Trump, who they apparently are seeking to bankrupt his entire family, his entire life's hard work and earnings, and destroy his reputation as a businessman who put thousands of people to work of all races and ethnicities. Put Americans to work and natural born Americans and even naturalized Americans who came here as immigrants to have a better life and to earn money and pay taxes and enjoy being free in America. And all of that's being wiped out by what I think and appear to be political persecution and cruel and unusual punishment that any person, regardless of who it is, whether you like that American or you don't like that American, can be harassed, threatened, demeaned, bashed, bullied, persecuted, prosecuted, for threatened, even his life threatened, even by the imam in Iran. And just last week, I read that someone tried to assassinate him and the bullet missed. So no one, to my knowledge, has been so persecuted 24/7 around the clock, nonstop, as President Donald J. Trump. Because he balked the establishment of the New World Order, I guess. I guess they don't like his agenda of securing the borders and bringing back jobs to America, bringing back manufacturing companies, and charging China, communist China, who was given a pass on terrorists for 25 or 30 years, and access in and out of our international waters, who actually smuggled in AK-47s in 1993, and when they got caught, threatened to blow Los Angeles off the face of the map. And most recently, they also have threatened. We have more Chinese nationals coming and pouring into our country every day, not just cartels, not just gangs, not just illegals, not just traffickers, but also fentanyl coming and pouring into our country and coming through Mexico, coming through Canada, coming through the rural airstrips, coming through our ports. And we had the former president of 2009 and his USAG and other top officials on the left and rhinos using and diverting our U.S. tax dollars without our knowledge to fly in Dinians who alleged to be linked or members of Hamas into the USA and also from Iran, and to rush them through the U.S. refugee agencies versus TSA so they were not properly vetted, according to the whistleblowers who stated that they got financial incentives to push through as many as possible every night for at least those 8 years before our diversion of tax dollars ran out, which was about the time that President Trump got elected in 2016, and I think money was to run out in 2018, something like that. So that's where your tax dollars have been going. And now they're going to support, I guess, about 50 million illegals from all over the world, Africa, Afghanistan, India, China, South America, Mexico. They're just pouring in because it's a free-for-all. We no longer have a sovereign nation. A borderless nation is not a sovereign nation. A borderless nation is not a nation. It is a land of nomads. And the unidentified ones get a pass. They don't have to identify themselves to get in or out. But guess what? The natural-born Americans and the legal naturalized Americans, they have to have a passport. They have to have an iris scan. They have to have a facial scan. They have to be naked x-rayed at the airport. They have to show their identification. They have to take off their sunglasses, their hats, their belts, and their shoes and walk on a filthy floor where they could get a disease. Yeah, it's very unhealthy, and radiation is very unhealthy, and it's also known to be very dangerous to humanity if you get radiated. And that's why when you go to the doctor or the dental office, they cover you up, the healthy parts of your body, and they only x-ray the part that they need to x-ray to see if what the disease or the damage is. And you will notice that they walk out of the office before they push the button to radiate you. because radiation can cause aging. It can cause your healthy cells to start gobbling up, to be gobbled up by your free radicals, which are the bad cells, like a little army of good cells and bad cells, and the bad cells go attacking the good cells. And it can cause cancer, it can cause cataracts, it can stunt the growth of little children, and it can cause death. So we have a lot of death panels in our country since 2009 that have been implemented, including through Obamacare. Obamacare, as I wrote in my blog, Obamacare, it was entitled, Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal. Sent it to every congressman, including my own, every senator, including my own, every justice, including Justice Roberts. And I said that Obamacare was unconstitutional, illegal, and bordered on extortion because they were forcing, and I was the first one to ever immediately realize what was happening because I'm an advocate for justice and who has firsthand experience at legal corruption and injustices in this country. And I became a mover and a shaker, and I decided to start a movement, which I did, and a grassroots movement and organization, and start helping the victims of legal abuse and injustices, which led to my first international Irwin Award-winning book that went global and viral in magazines, newspapers, and national and local, and on radio, with a self-help book to help Americans wake up to the fact that there was some pretty dark corruption going on that no one was reporting on because they didn't in the media or newspapers, I assume because they didn't want to step on people's toes who were holding powerful positions in government or law enforcement. So that's how it was suppressed, oppressed, and depressed, which I named SOD back then. And also I was the one who created the phrase, Wake Up America, on my AM/FM radio shows. And that was my opening. Wake Up America is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare. And that just came blurting out on my first show, and I liked it, so I continued to say it as the opening of my AM/FM radio shows. And heavens to Betsy, I would have never guessed that everyone in the country was going to be saying it in the future. And Tucker Carlson even made his book's title, Wake Up America. So is everybody awake yet? More people are awake now, but there are still too many people who are not understanding the danger that we are in right now of losing our country with these open borders, which is part of Agenda 21, the sustainability of the planet agendas by the New World Order, the United Nations, which is the New World Order. And people were warned that they should kick the United Nations out of the USA and get the USA out of the United Nations. Now we have the who wants that to happen? The United Nations wants that to happen, where Bill Gates, who is one of their cheerleaders because he's been funding the WHO for decades, and he's also been funding CDC and NIH, Dr. Fauci's research, and the patents for COVID that CDC and Dr. Fauci filed without public knowledge. And so all of these things have been going on for a very, very long time, but the American people were very happy because they had jobs, the economy was good, and we buy two or three televisions in every room. We could we could buy new cars every year, every other year. Every kid had a new car. Everybody had new cars. Everybody was into designer clothing, purses, whatever. And just enjoying life, basically. So why would we care what the government was doing? Because after all, the government had us earning good money, working our jobs, living our American lifestyle, working towards our goals and our American way of life. But little did we know, they intended to pull the rug right out from under us one day. Not all, but those who take donations from the billionaires whose goal is to control and seek power, control, and sexual preferences and wealth. Building their underground facilities for their protection from something that they fear will happen, but they're not telling anybody what that something happens to be, other than among themselves, I suppose, or everybody else would be building underground facilities and shelters as well, and storing and hoarding food and water and whatever else they need. But instead, they're telling us, no, you can't do that because you are a basket of deplorables and you need to go to camps and eat bugs. What do you think about that? You want to eat bugs? I don't think so. I didn't think so. So I wrote this book, Is America Under Martial Law? What Does Yellow Fringe Really Mean on the U.S. Flag? And after I wrote the book, I noticed that the Queen, she has a robe in the U.K. She had a robe, a queen's robe of royalty, and it had three tassels. And in the three knotted tassels, golden tassels that resemble the same knotted tassels on the yellow fringe flag. And that kind of sparked my curiosity if the UK is in control over America because these are interesting symbolic clues that most people never paid attention to, and I didn't really pay attention to until after I noted it after my book was published. But I found that really intriguing that it had the golden rope with the three golden knotted tassels on the royal robe of the Queen. That very, very similar to the rope and the golden rope and the golden tassel, knotted tassel that are on the U.S. flag that has the yellow fringe. I believe we are very connected. Very, very connected. So, let's go, let's get into the book, and we will do that in just a moment. We'll enter into the world of Kez. There is little justice in the world. And justice, as I wrote in my first book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, justice is in the eyes of the beholder. What one person may believe is justice, another person may believe it was no justice at all, or another person may believe it there was some justice served. So the word justice is really a word that is in the eyes of the beholder, and it's more dangerous when there is a liberal activist judge or a biased or a prejudiced judge or a judge who does favors or takes a white envelope, as Attorney Jerry Spence, the well-respected attorney from Wyoming, wrote in his book. I believe the name was Justice for None. And he mentions the white envelope, that it is common knowledge among those in the legal system that there were judges who accepted the white envelope before making their decisions. So that was very intriguing indeed. Go ahead and let's take a break, because I have a message for the world. I have a message for humanity to actually wake up.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. It is a world of little justice today.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because if you don't listen up, then we can't communicate. So listen up, because we have some serious issues going on in our country with the open borders, and we should wonder why and how they are getting away with violating their sworn oath, which is to uphold, defend, protect, preserve the sovereignty of this great republic that is mandated and required to operate by the rule of law. But we have open borders, which is the opposite of secured borders, which our taxpayers secure, and we have Americans living along the borders who pay taxes to be secure and safe, who are either being threatened, murdered, or their property being invaded, their fences being torn down, and so forth. And strangers, unidentified foreigners, pounding on their doors. And then we have governors like Governor Whitmer, who wants to make sure that the American people are welcoming these unidentified people who the FBI says 50% are terrorists, jihadists, murderers, rapists, traffickers, organ harvesters, smugglers of fentanyl and illicit drugs and guns into the USA, and she wants us to take them into our home and welcome them. What do you think about that? How many has she taken into her home? How many has the governors of each state who propose that Americans take in unidentified strangers, and 50% of them are criminals, into their homes? Instead of doing their job in upholding, defending, and protecting our country, it was the Obama and Eric Holder regime that changed detain and deport, which was always the law and made common sense, to vet and have background checks like every other country does. We are the only open border country without vetting and background checks or health care checks in the entire world. It's harder to get into a third world country than it is to get into the United States of America. Think about that. It is a requirement when we travel out of the country and in the country that we, the natural born Americans, show all of our ID and even our naked bodies on a radiation scanner. So what do you think about that? that illegals have to show none, but or fake refugees, because not all refugees they brought into our country came here to assimilate. They came here to promote Hamas and the extremists, and to promote and recruit Americans to sympathize with them, with extremist organizations who do a lot of horrendous things to women and children. And I don't even have to tell you what they do. You should already know what they do to our military men, to our civilians, to our journalists that we saw on video in 2009, 10, 11, 12, till they scrubbed them. So that's where we're at. So I always remember the story I will never forget. I felt so alone reading the pain and suffering of the parents and the families and friends of U.S. Navy SEALs who were captured on the battlefield in one of those Middle East countries. I can't remember which one now. And their buddies watched them being tortured and then murdered and then dragged across the land up to a bridge where they hung them above the bridge, and the people were shouting their words and cheering the people that lived there while they did this to our U.S. Navy SEALs. And there were two Navy SEALs who captured the leader of that tragedy, that crime against humanity. And they were accused by that foreign leader of that extremist group of slapping him and insulting him. Our two U.S. Navy SEALs under the Obama holder regime were forced into a military tribunal to defend themselves, and they ended up in Leavenworth. And the leader of the terrorist organization was set free. And it took years for military lawyers I don't know if they were in the military, but they were lawyers who worked the military to help get these two young men out of Leavenworth for capturing this terrorist leader. These two U.S. Navy SEALs should have been held up as heroes, and instead they were punished. So what has happened to our country is antithetical to the United States constitutional laws, which are the supreme laws of this great nation, that have been made meaningless by people in public office. Not all, but specific people in public office who gained those positions, who put on a good show, great actors, telling us how much they loved our country, that they believed in traditional marriage, that they believed in traditional families, and that they were, and they lied. And they did not get removed from office. They got held up as country has been changing because in 2009, after the inauguration, the new president said that he would fundamentally change America in 5 days. He did. He did exactly what he said. Why were people always laughing and applauding and thinking it was funny when he would make these comments? I felt like I was the only one who actually believed what he was saying, because what he was saying, he meant. Now we have these FEMA camps. These are there are pictures of them across the USA. And when people in America were told by the Tudors, who were called conspiracy theorists, or worse, by mainstream media and Americans who didn't believe them, that they didn't exist and that the FEMA trains didn't exist. But there are actual pictures of the FEMA train, videos of the FEMA train, and our tax dollars were spent paying to purchase those FEMA trains. And they were secret building these FEMA camps, and Americans didn't pay attention to the truthers. And it's understandable, because who in the world, who is a natural-born American, born on our homeland, like myself and you, and or who came here as an immigrant to assimilate and be a proud American, as a naturalized American, wanted to believe that this could happen in America or happen to America? No one wants to believe that. It's like a horror story, fictional horror story. What leaders would want to harm their citizens in America, the land of the free, the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, happiness, the pursuit of life, pro-life? And now it's pro-abortion, because it's abortion on demand. Young women are told it's not a baby. Well, then none of us were babies if it's not a baby. And so what did they do? They told American women and European women and Canadian women and Australians that they should have a right to make a choice. Well, they made a choice when they said yes, and they had their relationship, and knowing the consequences is having a baby, getting pregnant. And yet, in modern time, we have contraceptives, we have condoms, we have so many pills, we have this and that to avoid getting pregnant. And yet, young females are having more than one abortion at taxpayers' expense. And they aren't our children. They aren't our grandchildren. So why are we paying for everybody else's children to have one or two or three or more abortions with our taxes? Because the New World Order created this depopulation program through Planned Parenthood, and under Obamacare, we are, as Americans, mandated to taxpayer fund the entire world's abortions. Not provide them with condoms, not to provide them with contraceptives and education. No, we are to pay for their abortions, whether it's one or a dozen. It doesn't matter. We are that we must pay for everybody's abortions, even though they are not our children, our grandchildren. We are not responsible for them, and we're not related to them. How did that happen? So then we learn that it's not just taking a life, but it's also infanticide. The baby doesn't die after they attempt to abort the baby and pull off their little limbs and so forth. Then they put them on a table or in a closet, and they don't have any human touch, and they don't feed them until they just die. So the interesting part is these people and these women who are saying that they have the right to control their bodies, they didn't control them when they were having sex, but they have the right, if they get pregnant, to control the life of the baby, to either determine whether the baby will live or die. And so then we have these same people who are the loudest when somebody injures an animal or kills an animal. And they want them prosecuted, and they want them thrown into prison and fined. And of course we should not injure or kill animals for no reason at all, if they're not attacking us. So why is the animal more important to these mothers than their own babies? These are questions nobody's been asking. And why is it there are governors who wanted, especially in New York, to make it legal to kill a baby up to 28 days after it was born. He or she was born. It is not an it. It is a human being. But if a woman flushes a baby or a fetus down the toilet and gets caught, or dumps a baby into a trash can, they can be arrested and charged with a crime. So my question to you is, how does any of this make any sense? How does any of it make any sense to anyone, knowing that the New World Order is pushing this program and funding this program to reduce the population of babies around the world? And what happens to sovereign nations when they have no babies? They disappear. The race disappears. The ethnicity of that nation disappears. The laws, the culture, the civilization, the food, the dance, the music, everything disappears and it no longer exists. So could that happen country by country? And with chemical-laden and trade secret formulas they don't reveal to the public, with potential direct serious injuries to a person, along with potential death to a person, with unknown injuries that could result after an individual is jabbed with an experimental injection and without knowing what was in that injection. So how can a coroner or a doctor tell the family or the spouse or the children how that person died, or if it was caused by the experimental jabs, the chemical laden with other materials now and mRNA in it, that was an experiment on human beings used for, as human lab rats, and told these were 100 FDA approved 100% that safe vaccines, which is what Dr. Fauci said, Bill Gates said, the legislators said, the big pharma CEO said, the MSM host said on television. None of these people are doctors or scientists, most of them. And none of them are your doctor. And they have no idea what's going to happen to your body once you are jabbed, whether it is immediate, days away, weeks away, months away, or years away. Because it doesn't have to happen immediately, but many did. We saw young people dying, just falling over on the athletic fields because they mandated everybody must be jabbed. They had no concern for allergies. They had no concern for your health record, for your age, for doing short and long-term case studies. And they had no concern for prohibiting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine or allowing the frontline doctors to tell the American people and the world what to do immediately within the first 2 weeks to protect themselves from getting very ill with the virus, which is a flu, which is similar to all of the other flus. And even Dr. Fauci and others said it was very difficult to actually tell if it was COVID or pneumonia or Legionnaire's disease or swine flu or any other virus that affects the body like a flu. Symptoms are basically the same. So in Obamacare, the other depopulation program to save lives, was to order the taxpayers in America to pay for worldwide vaccines. Didn't say experimental jabs, it said vaccines. Why are we paying for the world's vaccines when Big Pharma was given a pass from being sued or being held liable for serious injuries or death, including the manufacturers, the packaging companies, the pharmaceuticals who are selling them, the distributors? They all have liability. If you read the EUA PrEP Act, it was a letter written not so long ago before COVID began, between HHS, and it appears between Pfizer, the former Pfizer CEO, and it was a 90-day experimental letter. And it prohibited children 17 and under from being injected with an experimental jab. And so what they did is they continually revised it. They continually revised it to get it down to 12-year-olds and 5-year-olds, then babies, then pregnant women. Why would they do that? Why would they force people to have their children injected with a Pfizer trade secret formula who refused to tell you what they were injecting into your body and your children's bodies and what were the potential direct adverse injuries or potential worse injury, which would be death? paralysis, myocarditis, heart attack, stroke, brain bleed. How could worldwide government leaders have been so coordinated, all in line with the useless mask? There is no scientific or medical proof in the world that masks stop a virus. What it stops is you breathing in oxygen and releasing carbon monoxide, which was God intended you to do through your mouth and nose so you can live. Because if you do have a brain injury or you do have a heart attack, what you need is oxygen. And that's why they tell everybody move back so they can get oxygen. Because oxygen is the breath of life. God breathes in oxygen so that Adam and Eve could live. Because without oxygen, you don't live. You die. And so when they're telling people in 90-degree weather to put on 1, 2, and 3 masks and a plastic shield over your face, what do you think that's doing to your cells, your organs, your brain, and your heart, and your lungs? You should look it up and find out. Did you ever feel faint? Did you ever feel like anxious? Do you ever feel uptight when you're wearing those masks? Maybe that's why there were so many Karens. Who knows? But if masks stopped a virus, we would not need to be jabbed multiple times. You were told once, but it was really not true because the intent was multiple times for the rest of your life. So they were creating a built-in customer base for profit for themselves with the mask and with the experimental jabs that were going to never end, and with China, in bed with China and funding China. And China is here buying up our farmland after all of this, all of these lockdowns, and destroying the farmland crops and forcing their milk and their crops, because they died, and the truckers were not allowed to take the food to market. So we had empty shelves, and we were forced to stand in line, and we could only buy one loaf of bread in our city, or you could only buy one of this or one of that, one box of rice-a-roni, and you were told you were not to have your friends or family over your to visit, or even on a holiday. Do you know how insane this entire program was? That they actually controlled an entire world to believe that non-governmental elected officials take over the world, not just a country, the world and 7 billion people. They controlled 7 billion people by calling out a pandemic, a pre-planned pandemic at that. And then they said they had more coming, and there were more surprises coming. And Gates said the next one will really get your attention, and that they were going to plunge a needle in every child's vein. And people didn't pay attention. And he said that at a time when the EUA prep letter stated minor children were prohibited from being jabbed. So what does that tell you? that there was no intent of prohibiting children from being jabbed. There's too much money involved. The masks were already pre-planned in 2018. And the experimental jabs were pulled out in January 2021, rolled out to start jabbing human lab rats after they had jabbed the animal lab rats, who all died. They went straight for humans. And it matches Agenda 21, rolling them out in 2021, so right on schedule. So how are they getting away with all this? Does it have anything to do with the yellow fringe on the U.S. flag? Displaying them on our homeland, in our government offices, and during presidential speeches when the press is present, courtrooms? Is that why a judge sometimes will shout at a litigant and tell them that they will hold them in contempt if they speak and try to defend themselves because they have no constitutional rights and state that this is my courtroom? Is it their courtroom? Or is it the people's courtroom? Is there justice for all? Or is there justice for some? Which is a chapter in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse. Justice for some, S-U-M with the dollar sign, or justice for some, S-O-M-E. There is not equal justice and never will be. And the reason is because not all people are treated equally. Never have been and never will be. But it is a beautiful concept of something to strive for. But it's not going to happen until God returns, Jesus returns to restore the earth and purge it of sins that we are involved in around the world. We turned our backs on God in America, in Europe, in the free world, and people are worshiping Satan. They are worshiping people. They are worshiping false idols. They are praying to false idols. Even when Obama was elected, the black people in D.C. believed he was their Messiah, many of them, and they were praying to Obama. So, as I said, this is in the eyes of the beholder, because they thought if they elected a black family, and Obama was not a black man, he's a mulatto. He is half white and half black. He is a mulatto and he's a Kenyan. His father was the subject of Great Britain, and he is the subject of Great Britain. And I believe his mother had Irish blood, and so he's also went to Ireland, because he's got, appears to have Irish blood as well. And his father was a Muslim, and he was raised in Indonesia by his stepdad, which is a Muslim nation. So he has a huge background as far as being familiar with the Middle East and being familiar with the Constitution. So we got to go back to how did our borders become useless, unsecured? Why are we paying taxes to secure the borders? If they don't want to secure the borders, then they should refund our taxes. They should not be sending them over to other countries to defend their borders while leaving our borders open with traffickers, jihadists, terrorists, cartels, gang members, organ harvesters, smugglers of guns and fentanyl pouring into our country. And then they're coming into New York and they're beating up our police officers and giving them the little finger there in the middle, snubbing their noses at our police officers, just like BLM and Antifa did. Who is funding all of this? We all know who's funding it. We all know who has over 200 nonprofit organizations in America to take down America. And yet nobody does anything about it because they take the donations. So what has happened to America? You need to follow the money. $1 billion criminal activities going on, and it's all about the money. It is not about freedom, liberty, rights, the pursuit of happiness, and life, liberty, safety, and welfare of the American people any longer. And America needs to really wake up. And this is a very important election year. Very important. You need to be peaceful and positive and proactive and do your homework, do your research, check out the candidates before you decide who you're going to elect. Because we need a very strong, patriotic American leader who is going to detain and deport 50 million people. There are more illegals in this country than probably we have police officers. So you're going to have to learn how to do kung fu if it continues as they continue to pour in by the thousands and they're not identified, only illegal Americans are identified and are required to have identification. They are even putting them, non-American citizens, into public office in California. So it's very serious because we are at a crossroads and we are losing our nation single day. Every single day when those borders are open, they are risking the welfare and safety of the children and every taxpayer, legal, law-abiding American and natural-born American, because this, we are innate to our soil and we have a duty to protect our homeland like every other country does. We can't go into their countries. If we walk illegally into their countries, we're going to get executed or we're going to get thrown in a hellhole and they're not going to tell anybody where we're at. But not here. They come into our country and they get hotel rooms, they get maid service, they get food, they get clothing, they get, you know, I mean, okay, that's great and humane, but Americans are suffering and living in tents because of the excessive cost of living and rent and mortgage and education. Everything has doubled and tripled since 2020. Everything. And it's not going to stop. The more people they pour into this country, the more taxes they're going to force Americans to pay out. And you're not going to be able to decide, should I buy more food or should I put gasoline in my car? Do I have to work till I'm 100 years old? Well, time flies, and that's all the time I have. I hope you read Is America Under Martial Law? You can get order it from a bookstore, Barnes & Noble, or you can order it on Amazon.com. And educate yourself. Open your mind, do your own homework, your own research. Use it as a tool for food for thought and for protecting our farmers and our farmland from communist China and from Bill Gates and the billionaires who are turning to fake lab meats and fake lab foods for profit that have no nutritional value for your children. Think about it. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles every Wednesday, usually at 12 noon to 1 or 3 to 4 on the west, on the East Coast. God bless you again. Always God bless America.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.